Welcome to the Difficult Relationships Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you navigate life's toughest ties and conquer codependency with biblical truth and Christian wisdom. I'm your host, Chris Reese, and I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the journey. I know how frustrating and exhausting it can be dealing with problematic people. It's like trying to hug a porcupine. And that's why I created the Toxic People Survival Guide. This is my free gift to you to help you identify and deal with all the difficult people in your life. So be sure to check the show notes for the link or jump on over to chrisreese.com and grab your free guide today. Toxic traits can be difficult to navigate, especially when they share such similarities with its troubled sister. But there is a difference between difficult and destructive, troubled and toxic. So in today's episode, I'm going to break down the key distinctions so you can discern the difference. This insight, my friend, is going to be crucial in helping you to determine who to hang in there with and who to let go of. And the best way to do that is through sneezing. Sneezing can be a sign of any number of issues, allergies, the common cold, COVID, or perhaps something simple as nasal irritation. But much like sneezing can be from a variety of issues, so can relational and emotional problems. What if you treated someone that had a common cold like they had tuberculosis? Or worse, someone that had tuberculosis like they had a common cold? So let's discern the differences between troubled people, the common cold, and toxic people, tuberculosis. And you've likely had a common cold at some point in your life, and it's common. But tuberculosis is an illness that you don't just write off. It is both highly contagious and dangerous. And much like toxic traits, it can spread when it releases its harmful effects. So let's take a look at some of the toxic traits that toxic people will display. You know you are in the presence of a toxic person when someone is manipulative, controlling, disrespectful, selfish, envious, secretive, judgmental, critical, dishonest, gossipy, unsupportive, competitive, angry, and even abusive. Now, troubled traits, on the other hand, are manipulative, controlling, disrespectful, selfish, envious, secretive, judgmental, critical, dishonest, gossipy, unsupportive, competitive, angry, and even abusive. So how do I tell the difference? How do I know if I'm dealing with a wounded sheep or a wolf in sheep's clothing? Here's where you want to be really careful, because you can be around someone that you think has a cold, they're troubled, but they actually have tuberculosis. They're toxic. And if that's true, number one, how do I tell the difference between troubled manipulative and toxic manipulative, troubled secretive and toxic secretive, troubled lying and toxic lying? And is one okay over the other? And does this change how I should help or handle this person? Ooh, so many questions. The biggest trap that Christians fall into can be found in Galatians 6:2. And here's what it says. Carry one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. And this scripture has twisted up many unversed Christians to the point where they think that they're helping the troubled, but they're actually being infected by the toxic. Both have some scary similarities, but let's talk about how to discern the difference. And it all comes down to intent. Now you may be saying to me, okay, Chris, but only God knows the intent of someone's heart. True, but he does reveal the intent of others to those he loves, often in subtle and not so subtle ways. And sometimes it's not just what you see, but what you don't see. You see, here's what's lacking in a toxic relationship. Number one is love. Oh, I know they say they love you, and they probably believe it, but love is not just a feeling. It's not just a contentment when all is going well. It is a full-on commitment, even when the proverbial poop hits the fan. Number two, it's lacking in respect. God created you with as a unique individual with unique values and preferences and desires all of your own. And toxic people don't just struggle with respect. They have an utter contempt for others. I know, you want to believe that phony facade that they showed you in the beginning, but the truth is, toxic people don't respect you, not one bit. Number three, it's lacking trust. Are you struggling to take a toxic person at their word? Well, that's because they don't say what they mean and mean what they say. And it's not because they have trust issues. It's because they only care about themselves and they change the rules to suit their desires. And that's why they say one thing one minute and then another minute. And that's why they go back on their word and they say, oh, I never said that. And number four, it lacks honor. Toxic people lack honor. They don't value you for who you are. They only value you for what you can do for them. And we are called to show honor even when we disagree with others. Toxic people, they can't do that. Everything is their way or the highway. Or at the very least, there's a very high price to pay. Number five is accountability. If toxic people had a motto, it would be this: you ain't the boss of me. They do not believe they owe anyone, including you, an explanation. They are highly hypocritical, however, when it comes to accountability, because you will have to answer for your every move. Number five, they lack growth. Troubled relationships will grow together. Painstakingly slow, but they'll grow. Toxic? Mm-mm, they won't. You will stay in that same stagnated spot for years. In toxic relationships, in fact, the harder you try to grow together, the more alone you're going to start to feel. Number six, toxic relationships lack forgiveness. When caught in a transgression, toxic people will not repent unless they're backed into a corner, and even if they do it then, they don't mean it. To them, their reasons are excusable, yours are intolerable. And every mistake and every misstep that you've ever made can and will be used against you. Which leads me now to the last thing that toxic relationships are lacking, and that is safety. Even if your toxic person isn't physically abusive, it is likely that you don't feel emotionally safe in their presence, and you want nothing more than to share your hopes and hurts with them, but you're not in the presence of someone who can hold tenderly what matters to you. You likely get scoffed at, ridiculed, gaslit, and criticized if they don't agree. My friend, this is toxic. And one of the differences can be found when their traits are brought to light. You see, a troubled person will possibly give a knee-jerk reaction, but then contemplate their actions later. They may or may not apologize. So a lot of times they fear the reprimand, but they will work behind the scenes to change their behavior. Now, I'm not saying that this is acceptable, but a toxic person will hold firm, even to defend their toxic knee-jerk reaction. And the more they defend it, the more entrenched they become in that toxic behavior. Now, another difference can be found when you try to help them. While you may get met with an occasional reluctance, troubled people are often appreciative of your love and support, even when it's difficult to hear. I know it may not seem it when you first bring it. And they are typically more open to a discussion, as clunky as it may be, and they are more responsive to your compassion, as awkward as it may be. A toxic person will just take and take and take. They'll manipulate you into believing that they will take your advice or fix the problem, but it's all a ploy. And in most cases, they will be defensive, resistant to change, aggressive, and find some way to offset their responsibility. But don't worry, they will be more than happy to exploit your sympathy. So how about when they've hurt you? Well, troubled people may contaminate you, but it will hurt them to know that they've hurt you. They may not know how to fix it, and they may not be able to stop, but it will bother them. Again, this is not an excuse, but let's be honest, it kind of does matter. And what you can expect to see from a toxic person, however, is an array of denial, defensiveness, and minimization, and often retaliation. Do not expect an apology, because some way, somehow, they will spin it so that you're the problem and they're the victim. Thanks, Darvo. With a troubled person, you will go through periods of feeling drained and maybe even a little knocked about. Kind of like the common cold. But as long as your immune system is strong, you can persevere. But a toxic person will be a constant infection. It's like being around someone with tuberculosis. You're gonna get contaminated. And much like tuberculosis, you're now left with the disease but unaware of its dangerous effects. So this raises the question, how do I handle this person? And the problem with this is it's much like sneezing. How many sneezes does it take to indicate a bigger issue? And once I realize that bigger issue, how much have I already been infected? Well, unfortunately, it takes some time and testing. You need to do your part, and no, your part is not to fix them. Your part is to speak the truth in love, set your boundaries, share your heart and your hurts, and then, wait for it, see how they respond. My friend, I want you to stop absorbing their toxic behavior and start observing. Watch what they do and say. Their response can be the biggest indication that this person is beyond troubled. They're toxic. And don't treat toxic people like they're simply troubled, but be careful not to further enable a troubled person without boundaries, because those troubled traits can quickly turn toxic. And if you need proof that you've actually been abused by a narcissist, I want you to go ahead and watch this episode next. And before you go, I want you to be sure to grab a copy of our free Toxic People Survival Guide, my friend. This is my free gift to you to help you identify and deal with all the difficult people in your life. I'll go ahead and include a link in the description section below. Thank you for joining me today on the Difficult Relationships Podcast. I hope you've enjoyed our time as much as I have. If you struggle to be okay only when others are okay with you, be sure to check out my online course, Conquering Codependency Biblically. It's time, my friend, to stop people-pleasing and start God-pleasing. So go ahead and check out the link in the show notes for more details, or jump on over to chrisreese.com.